From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello and welcome to the Darling Downs Radio Club's Q News segment for the 29th of June 2025. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club, and this will be a quick one. Last week, I mentioned that we're entering the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers Parade. We've pitched an interesting idea that the organisers have accepted, and we're looking for a suitable vehicle that could carry some ham gear and tell a bit of a story, maybe even sport an antenna or two. We think we're looking for a ute, preferably a largish one with nothing in the tray, or maybe a lowish flatbed truck, or even a tractor with a trailer, or how about a vintage Chevy pickup? Most importantly, the vehicle needs to be available for the 19th and 20th of September. If you can help, or even if you just have an idea, please send email to secretary@ddrci.org.au. A hint, the vehicle is going to be adorned with flowers because that's what happens in Toowoomba. But only good things will happen to the vehicle and you'll make many people happy, so please get in touch if you can help. secretary@ddrci.org.au. Now, if everything goes to plan by the time you hear this, meaning Sunday morning, and if you're on our mailing list, then you should have received a club update with more details on what's happening around the traps, some buy, swap, sell, catch up on activities, and all the info for the next meetings. Let us know if you didn't get it and if you expected to get it. A confirmation, the next members' meeting is on the topic of Queensland's power grid, how the grid is controlled, and maybe how you can get best value from the grid. It's definitely going to be held at the Regional Scout HQ in Victory Street, Newtown. That's the Toowoomba Newtown, not any of the other four or five Newtowns around Australia. The meeting definitely will be on Zoom as well for those who can't make it on the night. It should be massively interesting, and our guest speaker is Peter, VK4EA, who knows all about the grid. Peter is also Vice President of the WIA and knows a bit about ham radio. We think it's going to be a good event. The date for the next meeting, that's the 14th of July at 1900 local time, only 2 weeks away, and full details can be found on the club's homepage. Until next week, thanks for listening. ddrci.org.au is where you go for a recap, and you can reach us for any matters via the secretary email address or the contact page. All the best. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Redcliffe Club annual car boot sale. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. The Redcliffe Club will hold our annual car boot sale on Saturday, the 30th of August 2025 at our clubhouse in McFarlane Park at Kippering in the city of Redcliffe. There will be a raffle prize and there will be lucky door prizes as well. So, vendors in at 7, breakfast is at 8, the car boot sale starts at 9, the raffle draw is at 10:30. $10 per car boot or table, gold coin admission. There will be bacon and egg rolls for breakfast. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au for more information. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I trust we're all surviving the winter tickle-up that has headed north this past week. It's brought about a need for something more than the traditional dress, but not everyone has migrated from the classic rubber thong footwear. I'm returning to a topic that I like to address periodically, and that is the value of the local social contact amongst we amateurs. I notice that some of the most effective clubs are the ones who get past the mundane business side of things and regularly gather to enjoy each other's company and perhaps a meal or outdoor activity. Whilst it is the clubs that have greater visibility, there are undoubtedly local meetings amongst friends who like to share their company over a cuppa or a yarn in the shed. Then, there are fellow enthusiasts who don't get out for many reasons. Being able to drop in and catch up can be a big boost to someone's morale, instead of the chat over the repeater or on a voice chat via the net. And there are the families of fellow hams who have gone the silent key, who might appreciate some company and even a helping hand with minor tasks around the home. Then there are the people who are classed as shut-in or have mobility or transport issues. A trip to the shops or a visit to the wide outdoors may be the thrill of the week for them. All too often life seems to overtake us and we just keep on keeping on, and the personal contact that we can provide just doesn't happen. Is this something I can do? Is it something a few of us can do? Or can it be a regular activity of a club? So it becomes a matter of whether these things can be organised or whether they are something to be left undone in the too-high basket. I know that many of us are busy with work and family commitments, and extra activities need to be planned for, so as not to become a burden or disruptive. I know that many of us have reached that stage of development that seems to be a reversal of the growth we enjoyed in earlier years. Perhaps even the older people can enjoy an inn for a get-together and have an exclusive old-timers meet. These are the things I think are important to sustaining amateur radio, as it isn't just for geeks doing weird things in the man cave. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.